Republican lawmakers in Augusta are calling the proposal unsustainable. They say it relies too heavily on one-time money. Mal Leary's been speaking with some of those Republicans in the legislature, and he has our story.
Mills says the more than $8 billion state budget provides funding for Medicaid expansion, increases in education spending, and for restoration of cuts in programs made under the administration of Republican Governor Paula Page. She says her proposal reflects what voters told her they want.
They do not expect a tax increase. They do not want a tax increase. They want to see a fiscally responsible budget. They also want to see more state funding for education, for health care, and public safety.
Mills acknowledges that the proposed spending of $8.41 billion is higher than projected revenues over the next 2 years, which stands at just over $7.9 billion. Mills says the difference will be made up from unspent funds carried over from this budget year.
In a word, our reaction is unsustainable.
GOP State Senator Jim Hamper of Oxford, who serves on the Appropriations Committee, says under Mills' plan, the state could face significant budget problems just 2 years from now. Republicans also question the cost estimates assigned to some of Mills' proposals. The voter-approved expansion of Medicaid to another 70,000-plus Mainers is pegged at just under $145 million. Representative Solon Millett, a Republican from Waterford, who also serves on the Appropriations Committee, says the estimates discussed last year were significantly higher, and the cost could be a lot more than Mills expects.
Looking at it from the point of view of maximum utilization, it could push $190 million. So either there's an assumption that there will be fewer people signing up and fewer instances of care given.
Mills has proposed setting aside $29 million in case Medicaid expenditures grow more than expected. Republicans worry that will not be enough. They also see some proposals, such as increasing the minimum wage for teachers to $40,000 a year, may cause some local school costs to go up because the Mills budget does not propose enough of an increase in state subsidies to pay for it. Senator Jeff Timberlake of Turner is the Assistant Senate Minority Leader.
With the $40,000 teacher minimum wage, our potential of increasing local property taxes really accelerates.
Timberlake and the other Republicans were quick to say they've not seen the budget with all of its details and expect to raise other concerns. Democratic leaders of the Appropriations Committee released a statement praising the budget, but also cautioned that the governor's proposal is the start of the budget writing process, and they want to hear from the public about spending priorities. Mills will address a joint convention of the legislature Monday evening on her budget proposal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.